Hi guys, it's your girl Danny. Today I'm going to be talking to you guys straightforward. If you guys don't hear from me for a while, don't worry, I'll be back. But this probably will be like one of my last segments, but I'll do like little like segments here and there, like short segments, like 5 minutes. But yeah. So today's segment is going to be about Chadwick. He played Black Panther and he just recently died. Chadwick Boseman, and he recently died. And we're going to cover his story and explain what happened, and tell his story and embrace it and, you know, get through it, you know. So we're gonna do that. Please like or follow and subscribe and put a comment down below so I know you listen to me. And yeah, you guys just came back from our sponsors, but there will be ads in the middle of this segment, so feel free to skip through them. But yeah, let's get right into the segment. Hi, it's your girl Danny. Guys, I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. Today's segment is about me saying goodbye to you guys, but it's not gonna be for long, I swear. I'll be posting in no time. I'm probably just taking like a 1 week break. If you guys don't hear from me, then just send me like emails, I'll answer them. But yeah. yeah, that's basically what's gonna be happening. But actually, you guys don't know what's gonna be happening, but like, I'll link my Gmail down below and my Snap so that you guys can contact me. And yeah, that's what's happening. Sadly, Chadwick Boseman died. We're gonna cover this whole story right now. Here, let's spill the tea. I might be doing the drama today, just because I want you guys to like have like a, you know, a feel for the segment. Maybe I'll do like 5 or 3 segments today. If I'm not too bored, I will do it for you guys, because I know I'll be gone for like a week or so, so I just want to cover that. And yeah. So yeah, today couple days ago, Chadwick Boseman died of cancer, sadly. A known fact is, he died. Let me see, he died. He died 2 days ago. I'm so sorry. That took me so long to answer. He died 2 days ago. I'm sorry. It's just been a lot going on. But he died 2 days ago. He died of cancer. This is what, when I searched up on Google, said. U.S. actor Chadwick Boseman, best known for playing Black Panther in a hit Marvel superhero franchise, has died from cancer, aged 43. He died at home in Los Angeles with his wife and family by his side. A statement post on social media said Boseman was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago, but had not made information public. Okay, so 4 years ago, I'm pretty sure they filmed Black Panther in 2016, and I think it came out in 2017, because that's usually how it goes. But his wife and his family, I think he had children, which must have been really, really hard on them. And I feel so bad for them because I don't want anyone to have to go through that. It's heartbreaking. I didn't think that he of all people could even have that happen to him. But he stood through it. Actually, let me tell you guys a story. I had a cousin who had cancer, leukemia. I think it's the worst out of them all. And he was diagnosed when I was 6 or 7. And when I heard the news, I was like, cancer to me, I didn't understand at the time. I didn't understand how grief danger my cousin was in. And he kept on taking his treatments and da 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 da. We were about to go to Ghana, and then his doctors told him he couldn't go because they see signs of cancer in his blood again. So that was very heartbreaking because he was looking forward to seeing our grandfather, but he's gonna see him. But yeah, don't take life for granted. Don't take people for granted, because at the end of the day, things happen, and we do not want to see our loved ones in grief danger, do we? No. And actually, a guy named Landon Clifford died a couple weeks ago. He had 2 daughters. He filmed vlogs with his wife, Cameron. So they had children together. They both had depression. I think the girl, Cameron, she had seasonal depression, and they both had very bad depression. And one day he just gave up. And I don't think his wife, in fact, went on the channel and explained that he didn't really think about what was happening in the moment. He didn't think about what could cause, what if he'd done that, what it cost his family and his great grief. And he didn't think that anyone would need him, but that's the total opposite of what his family needed him for. And it's very sad that anyone should go through that type of heartbreak. I've actually never experienced death. The only death I've experienced is my grandmother's, but I didn't even know her. So I couldn't have any emotions towards her just because I've never met her before. So that was really hard on my siblings, though, because they knew her. So, yeah. This is a very sensitive topic. Cancer is a thing that could be taken away. Taking someone's life or family member's life. But please know that we are all here together and people need you. People love you and you shouldn't give up. I know it can be hard sometimes, but please don't give up. Okay, everyone. That's this part of the segment. We should be thankful for all that we have. Fight through the very hard and tough times. I'll link Cameron's video down below. I think you guys should really watch it. She gives you all the warnings in there. Towards the end of the video made me cry, because she understood you and she talked through with you that it's gonna be hard. But just please watch the video. If you're having suicidal thoughts, it's the best video for you. You'll go through mixed emotions, but just finish the video. Finish it and think about it deeply, because this happens around the world. I know depression and cancer are two totally different things, but it causes heartbreak. We can't stop it from doing that. But what we can stop is us having different... Actually, I don't know what to say. I usually have the right things to say, but now I don't. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I had very hard time talking about it and explaining this, but at least I didn't cry. Goodbye for now. I will see you guys in the next segment. Have a good one. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to subscribe or follow whatever platform you are. Leave a message on whatever platform you are. Comment. And yeah. Have a good one. Bye, guys. Bye.